SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about Japanese horror films versus Western horror films.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to favorite, comment, like, and share it with all of your friends. Hey, so today we're going to be talking about a topic that I'm not really comfortable with. That's weird to say it like that. But we're talking about horror movies, specifically Japanese horror movies.
Spooky
indeed. Yeah. You recently watched a Japanese... Oh, I mean, this is a topic that Aki wanted to talk about. So why don't you start it off for the lovely audience?
Yeah, I finished watching this Japanese horror film called Reincarnation. I think it's called something else in Japanese because it always happens that way. But it's just about like this movie cast. They're making a movie at a hotel based off of a murder that happened in that hotel. And right. Does that make sense?
It's a bit meta, isn't it?
Yeah, it's meta. It's meant to be like that. Yeah, so basically, and each character is playing like the victims that all got killed in that hotel, and the main character, who plays the main character of the movie.
Yeah.
She plays like the victim that was killed last. And so lots of weird things happen, and spooky things, and scary things, and I was telling Joey that for most of the film, and by the way, this is made by the same people who did The Ring and The Grudge, so those are, which are like the top two like most famous Asian films, I'd say, or in horror.
Yeah, definitely like the most well-known and probably the scariest.
Yeah, so... throughout most of it, it wasn't really, the story was scary, but I wasn't like physically getting scared at anything. My heart wasn't racing or whatnot. And then, well, just wait till the end because all of that changes. You'll never realize that all of that was a buildup because subconsciously until like this, it ends with a bang, basically.
Yeah.
I even recorded my reaction because I was like, something's happening. Let me turn on my camera. And then I recorded my reaction, and yeah, it was just a lot of what am I looking at, so.
Right. It's like visual horror, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then also the acting got superbly better by the end. Like
it sucked at the beginning, or?
Well, I mean, it was just normal. Like, from what I see in a lot of other Asian horror films, the acting's just kind of meh, or with a lot of Asian films.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's almost like B grade acting too.
It's like even like A grade, like even like A grade movies have like B grade acting.
Yeah,
for some reason, I don't know. Maybe it's because like of how they teach acting.
I'm not sure, but it was just kind of normal throughout most of it, and then at the end, I don't know what happened, but the girl she could act insane. Like, she acted like she was getting seizures and everything. I'm like, wow.
It's like Hollywood levels of acting.
Yeah. But this is where the meta thing came in. They told her to act, but she was really feeling it. And then she's not acting it out, but she's doing the thing that she's supposed to be doing.
Wait, run that by me again?
Okay. Let me give you an example. This didn't happen in the film. I'm just giving an example. Let's say the girl, she's the actress, they're filming her, and they say, run down the hallway. She is literally going to run down the hallway because something is chasing her. She is doing the exact same thing she's supposed to be acting.
But oh, okay. So she's acting in the way that the director told them to act, but she's doing so because of a real life situation.
Yeah, because
which
she's
is forcing her to run.
Yeah, because she's acting as the victim that experienced it.
Right, right.
But
she, right.
But in order to do, but what turned out happening, she's kind of fusing. I said that this didn't happen in the film, and somehow it turned into what is happening. Yeah. but I won't say details, but basically, she is like, she's supposed to act as this character, but in order to do so, like, she's sort of experiencing exactly what happened, and she's the only one that can see this.
Right, right. Okay, and, that makes sense.
But
yeah.
Everyone else who's filming thinks that she's just acting really well. It's super meta. Does this make you want to watch it?
Yeah, yeah. It seems really cool. I like how a lot of, especially Japanese horror, has like a lot of those like really... Is this an old movie or is it recent?
I think it's in 2005.
Oh, okay. So it's semi-recent.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, like, I just like the fact that like a lot of Japanese films are just very... What's the word to put it? It's like, I wouldn't say like unique, but like very, like even in the most like unique horror, like Western horror films, there are very few that kind of match up to the weirdness and like meta-ness of a lot of Japanese horror, or like more specifically, or more broadly rather, Asian horror.
Mm.
Like, you know, like when Ring first came out, like there was no way, like, a horror movie that had even close to a storyline like The Ring.
Mm.
And that's why it did so well. Like, because I think Ring is originally based off a novel?
That's the Japanese version, by the way. I'm showing you the kanji.
Dinne. Oh, yep. Okay. I feel like I've seen that before. Oh, okay. That's cool. No, I definitely want to watch it. Because, like, you know, I've said on record many times in, like, videos, and I'm sure I've said this in previous podcast episodes, but, like, I cannot do horror at all. Like, I'm actually going to, like, go watch a horror movie tomorrow, and I'm really scared. Yeah, but, I don't know. Like, for some reason, like, a lot of... I know this is, like, really paradoxical, but, like, I can watch J-horror, but I can't watch Western horror, even though conventionally J-horror is scarier than Western horror.
I mean, to you, I guess.
Well, I mean, to a lot of people, I'd say. Because, I mean, like, there's a reason why Hollywood has, you know, done a ton of adaptations on a bunch of Japanese horror. Like, there's the American version of Ring, there was American version of Grudge, there was American version of One Missed Call.
Yeah. You know. I do definitely like the stories in Asian films, and I would definitely like to watch them more. But I can also still appreciate like the Western like version of it, because they definitely can. I don't know. In my personal opinion, they've been able to set the stage that makes me scared more, like physically.
Right.
Like I feel we can physically make you scared. But then, like, the like with the other films, like, such as The Ring and The Grudge, the story, like, it can make you, like, mentally scared, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like, and I don't think this is, like, most of the case, but, like, I feel for a lot of times, Japanese horror is, like story-based horror, whereas a lot of Western horror is, like, situationally based.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're scared of this situation because it might happen to you, or, you know, it's something familiar to you. Whereas in a lot of Japanese horror, you're scared not for your own life because you can imagine yourself in that position, but you're scared for the characters in the story, I feel.
Mm.
Like, you know, like no one was scared of The Ring because they thought like, oh, this could happen to me. I could pick up a videotape. Remember those? I could pick up a videotape and die and watch it and then die within 7 days because, you know, that's too far-fetched. But, like, I don't know. For example, I'm trying to think. Like, the Blair Witch Project, for example. Like, that could happen to anybody if they just went hiking in the woods, you know? Because it's situationally scary because it's like, oh, that could happen to me. And I would be scared, too, if I was in that situation.
Right.
You know? And again, like, not all horror is like that, but I feel the general basis of a lot of, like, the main difference between Japanese horror and Western horror is that.
Yeah, so, like, that's possible.
Yeah. So, like, you know, with Reincarnation, for example, like, you didn't get scared in Reincarnation and I don't know because I haven't seen it yet, but like I'm assuming you didn't get scared watching Reincarnation because you thought, oh, that could happen to me.
No.
It was you got scared because it was like, oh, these characters are in a horrible position.
One thing that I thought was, this is a Western film that I think met the best of both worlds was Insidious.
I haven't seen Insidious.
Oh man, it is so good. It really is.
I don't like horror movies though.
You should watch more with me. That's something you should embrace that I like.
Okay.
You've done and now we do horror. We went a complete like 180 with this.
Which were both scary.
What would you rather have?
In all honesty, I prefer to watch Yaoi.
Why? So you can just laugh at it?
No, because it's like, there's nothing to be scared about watching Yaoi. It's just a couple of dudes, you know.
Well, then how can you like...
Having horizontal relaxation.
Well, then how can you like Blair Witch Project and not like horror films?
It's not that... Look, it's not that I don't like... horror films. I have a lot of appreciation for horror, but you know, like I like Blair Witch Project, but I didn't enjoy watching it because it was scary as heck. You know what I mean? So it's weird. Like for me, like horror movies is paradoxical for me. Like as I said, so like I'll try and watch horror movies as long as you're there.
Yeah.
You know.
But many times in the past have you rejected my offers.
I know, because it's always so scary.
But I'm right there.
All right, I'll do it just for you.
Yay. Which one should we start off with first?
I don't know. What's a horror movie you'd think I'd enjoy? We can obviously start with Reincarnation, but like, is there anything else?
Let's see. I had you watched Carved, right?
You know I don't think so. I think I watched it on my own, maybe?
I think I'll have you watch Shudder.
Okay.
Shudder's really good. That one has to do with photographs, so maybe we could even do like a Western and Asian comparison. But I'll start off with the Asian one because that is personally my favorite out of the two versions. Because the Western version of Shudder, for those of you that have seen it, the reason I didn't really like it as much is because I found they threw in too much sexual stuff in there, like, for no reason. Just because, like, hey, look, sexy girl here. So it kind of took away from the horror. I feel like Shudder kept that same momentum of fear throughout the whole thing. And also curiosity. It's more like a
mystery?
Yeah, mystery. Yeah, because you don't know why things are happening the way that they are. And you see that the puzzles are there, but you cannot never put them together until the very end. And they don't really give you any clues. It has to be explained at the end why everything happened. But it worked out really well. So we'll do Shudder.
Okay, okay.
You promise you do it and you're not just saying it on radio?
Look, I'm saying it on radio so that people have proof and people can remind me on Twitter to be like, hey, remember when you said that you'd watch it on radio? You gotta do it now. So I need to give the people proof. I'll do it. Like, I mean, I'll be there next month, so we can watch some horror movies together. You know, it's gonna be summer. It's a summer thing to do, at least in Japan, you know.
Oh, okay.
So do you know about that? About how
no.
In Japan, like, it's kind of a tradition to like do scary things in like the summer.
See, I usually do that on like another holiday in October. We call it like Halloween.
Yeah.
You may have heard of it, but
yeah, well, I mean, Japan clearly hasn't, because Japanese Halloween is completely different to Halloween everywhere else in the world. Halloween in Japan is just a cosplay contest.
It's basically a big party. I really want to experience that in Japan.
I mean, you'll be here in October, so
okay, now would you ever, when this became like a would you rather contest almost, would you ever want to try going to a legit haunted place with me in Japan?
I've always thought about making a video like that.
Like,
I mean, we did, you know, we did Aokigahara, we did Suicide Forest, and that's technically considered haunted by some people.
Yeah.
So I've always thought about going to like a haunted place like that. But the thing is, I have no, like, I have close to zero sixth sense. So I feel that even if I went to like a haunted place in Japan, I think I'd be okay. Like, obviously it'd be creepy as heck, you know, just because knowing that it's a haunted place. But I don't think I'll like see anything or feel anything. Maybe, I mean, obviously if we film it, we might see and hear stuff.
I don't know. I remember at the lockup, like, you went in first and you're like, can we go back?
Yeah, it's scary, I know, but like, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. With me,
I've always wanted to do a video like that, though.
With me, I am a big scaredy cat physically. It's hard to make me go to places. It's one thing to watch a movie, and it's but I cannot go into something. Like, I will essentially be like your sister, and I will cry. Like, as we have been talking, I've been thinking in the back of my mind of that reincarnation movie, and I'm about to face one of my lifelong fears is going up the stairs while the freaking downstairs lights are off.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel that, like, if I went to a haunted place, if we went to a haunted place like that for a video or whatever, I wouldn't be scared of the situation. I would just get reminded of every single horror movie scene that I've ever watched and be like, I'm going to die. This is going to happen.
Mm.
You know? So, I don't know, though. You guys might see that eventually on either one of our channels. So, if you want that, then let us know. I guess we can end it with this question that I've always wanted to know is, if you were to turn any J-horror film into an anime, what do you think would work the best? Or which one would you like to see the most?
The Ring? It was a manga already, so...
Yeah, that's true.
And I will tell you, the manga was terrifying.
Yeah, it was, definitely. Horror manga is definitely way scarier than horror anime, that's for sure. Yeah, I'd say The Grudge as well could be pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your biggest fear? What are two of your biggest fears?
Two of my biggest fears?
Mm.
Well, one is definitely fear of heights.
Yeah.
The second would be... I don't know.
My farts.
Yeah, everyone's scared of those, though. I don't know, because I'm not really afraid of snakes. I'm not really afraid of spiders. Dying alone, I guess.
Yeah.
Would be a fear, like a lifelong fear. I think another lifelong fear would to be like dying with, like to die and have nobody remember me in any way. Like that's like a life goal for me is to just leave something on this earth that people can remember me by after I die. You know, and I don't just mean like my family or whatever. Like, I mean like, you know, people that I've never met before.
Some people are pretty content.
With what?
With dying and then they'll just be forgotten.
Yeah, some people are, but I don't want to be like that. I crave attention even after death.
You must what have the biggest stone in the cemetery.
Yeah, exactly.
Your stone will be like that boy, like carved. Here lies that boy.
Here lies that boy who didn't want to be forgotten.
Yeah. Why do I feel like you'll actually do that?
What are your two biggest fears?
Heights in the dark.
I mean, the dark can be scary sometimes, but I only feel that the dark is scary because it's like, you know, horror movies have burned that trope into you.
No, not even that. I've been like that since I was a kid. The dark naturally makes you scared.
I mean, I was scared of the dark when I was little, but...
Because that's a panic on your brain, because your brain is using a survival skill, and it is in panic at the moment that you're... Because it's basically a danger to one of your senses. It's like, I can't see anything. Is there a predator around? And I hate that part about our brain. It's like, time to think of the worst crap ever.
Yeah, but what would be like a predator that lurks in the dark of your house?
How about I don't answer that because then it'll be implanted into my head.
The corner of a table.
Stop it. Oh, wait. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the corner of a table that you would stub your toe on.
Yeah, we'll leave it there before Joey starts playing with my mind.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening into another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. If you enjoyed, make sure to like, favorite, comment, share it with all of your friends. Let us know using our specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
Hashtag SBSAnime.
Hashtag SBSAnime. Let us know your favorite J-horror movies, your favorite Western horror movies, and what J-horror or Western horror would you like to see adapted into an anime. Yay. We would like to know all of your thoughts, so let us know. But we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye!
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.